they rose. The dark, the keen, and the bright. Each to offer words of comfort and solace to hearts that would embrace their message, as they had done each day from the beginning of time. Only now, in amongst the tumult, a different voice could be heard. A voice intermingled with the others. A voice giving a message of inclusion and agreement. It was not possible to see from where the voice came. It had no colour, no light, no dark, and no form. It had not grown from, nor was it interested in, politics, gender, or race. Once, it was a single voice among many, a choice given, a chance to embrace something new, yet as old as the universe itself. It didn't offer power, or riches, or status, yet it held a tone all its own, a promise of equality, fairness, and truth. A vision of eternal peace, harmony, and rest. When heard, its resonance was that of the human soul, and for each new soul that heard the voice, its message became clearer. On that morning, and on every morning thereafter, as it had from the very beginning of time, it spoke. At this time, for humankind, it had become a choice, gaining in volume and intensity.
It was humanity's hope, as it always had been, as it was the hope of all creation. He watched, shifted by the phase in time from the world of humanity, as he had watched for a millennia the conflict that this race seemed to thrive on. At times, he'd been tested to the limits of his ability not to interfere in the lives of humans, the race he had helped to create. He had been sure, on countless occasions, that they would obliterate themselves. But at each stage, the soul's message that he had buried deep within the subconscious had managed to avert complete disaster.
He had wept to see his creation turn from the truth. And he had wept to see them show the spark of understanding that had made all the other life forms in the universe coalesce into a society of caregivers and shepherds of all living things. There was still time, and there was still hope. And at this juncture, it seemed to him that the balance was turning toward understanding. He had never before witnessed a race that had such a fierce independence of soul, that could harbour such love and kindness, yet still accomplish such atrocities. Not ever, in all his limitless lifespan, had he seen such passion and lust for doing evil in the name of good. He reflected on the times he had spent amongst this race as one of them, and how this had felt.